Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by EMV Capital CEO, Dr. Ilyan Ilyev. Ilyan, very good to speak with you. And could you start by telling us what attracted EMV Capital to acquire assets from Destiny Pharma and how they fit into your wider investment strategy?
Kevin, thank you very much. As you know from other transactions that we've talked about on this program, we have what we think is qu a quite unique approach that we call the Venture Build Program, which is a multidisciplinary approach of combining financial engineering, our ecosystem of investors, and a hands-on proactive approach of building and rebuilding businesses. And with this lens, we are able to look at opportunities such as the former Destiny Pharma and look at how we can identify, acquire, and rebuild value in incredibly, sometimes incredibly valuable assets. In the case of the former Destiny Pharma, what we saw was, of course, a really interesting, well-developed asset that had had a very promising phase II trial that was getting close to a launch of phase III, and then just ran out of space. We're familiar with this approach. You'll recall the Deep Tech Recycling transaction we did a few years back. So we have the tools to look at how we can take such situations, translate and transition them to a lower cash burn, what we call the capital efficient investment approach, and then look to unlock investor value. We continuously look at such opportunities. We did a fair amount of research into this one, and then it fit our various criteria.
And the deal involves both upfront cash and deferred milestone payments. Can you explain how this capital efficient structure benefits EMV Capital and your investors?
Absolutely. So, I mean, and it also benefits the beneficiaries of the liquidation process. The way we see it is, look, these are incredibly valuable assets that have been built over time. In the absence of the sort of approach we bring to the table, they may disappear or might go into a big corporate and have limited impact on the economy. So we find this approach of combining our own efforts and our own balance sheet where appropriate, the financial support of our investors' ecosystem. But we also look at the other side and say, look, if it's all about cash upfront right now, there's not going to be that much. However, let's align our interests in the longer term. This is really about the impact this drug can have on the healthcare system. Let's work together. So the deferred payments approach is linked to the first of all to the launch of the phase III trial, which that's what we're going to work on now. The successful completion of the phase III trial, as well as the potential for licensing fees from one other program that had been built by previous management.
What's the next steps for advancing XF73 and towards that phase III trial and eventual commercialization?
Very similar to our other companies, and forgive me for comparing here a pharma company to a plastics recycling company, but all of these businesses that are deep, heavily reliant on IP and scientific knowledge, they have a similar, in many ways for us, a similar capital life cycle. So what we do with our capital efficient investment approach is we ensure that there is a low cash burn approach as the new management looks for ways of unlocking value, of getting to the next stage and putting together the capital package for that in a minimally dilutive way for the shareholders. In the case of XF73, what we're going to do now is with the new management, we're going to put together a package. We're going to approach the regulators once again. We're going to reconstitute the ecosystem with the CROs and the various regulatory consultants and all the usual things in preparation for a phase III trial, and then look to relaunch the phase III trial over the next future period.
Maybe touching on impact investment, Ilyan. Antimicrobial resistance and hospital-acquired infections are areas of global concern. How significant could XF73 be in addressing these challenges, and what role does EMV Capital aim to play in this market?
I feel very strongly about having a realistic approach around sustainability and around impact investment. For us at EMV Capital, impact investment is not about ticking KPIs. It is not about submitting questionnaires. It's about real work with real impact, with real companies while looking to provide investor return to our shareholders. This is a great case. The initial target of the market research of the previous team was absolutely focused on the U.S. market. That's where the money is. And we're looking there at upwards of 2 million patients that could initially benefit from this drug to prevent and address post-operation infections. But that problem is not a U.S. problem. That problem is absolutely a global problem. The company already has the asset has a licensing collaboration with a Chinese entity that has an emerging markets focus. And we will look to balance the commercialization focus on the U.S. market, which you have to do if you're in the pharma space, with also looking at how we can commercialize this more broadly, including around emerging markets. I'll go back again to our capital efficient investment approach, that the way we can do that is by having a modest approach at the outset, working out a business plan, working out the collaborators that we'll have, sometimes within the business, sometimes as part of JVs and spin-outs, and then scaling up. We have done it several times with our other companies, and we're really excited to bring this approach to this asset.
Ilian, I hope you'll keep us updated with progress on that. Thank you very much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Dr. Ilian Ilya, CEO of EMB Capital.